Seaman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Oye, como va? That's right. I'm multilingual, and I thought I'd drop some there on you. Coming up in a moment, we'll talk with Rick Horro, our sports business guru.
This is nice.
This is nice. Well, Santana. Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Pete's dying with the cold over here.
This is an awesome tune, though.
Fantastic. Also, we've got some more preview sound for tonight's game, Thursday Night Football. Big night tonight. I mean, you got Thursday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs and the Broncos. You got game four of the ALCS and some probably still inclement weather in New York with the Yankees and the Astros. So we'll take care of all that on the program. Always remind you, you can join us at 239-337-ESPN. Follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. And you can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN and Coughing Pete at PShep326.
He's really struggling over there.
Did that come over?
He's done. My mic is still on even when you shut yours off.
I'm trying. I muted mine.
I walked in that room about an hour ago, and I just...
The golf guys and the...
Yeah, you need a bait.
I don't
golf
feel
and
great.
Fishing guys, Captain...
Captain Rob.
And...
Jeff.
By the way, congratulations to Jeff Nixon again, and his young ladies won another district.
Varel? Oh,
yeah.
Bishop Varel.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yep.
Nice. Very good.
Yep.
All right. Let's get this sports center rundown underway. A lot of breaking news today. Here's Chris.
Hasn't changed in 4 hours. And I'm bad at math. That would be 3 hours, wouldn't it? Okay. We've got Thursday Night Football tonight. Coverage starts on 99.3 ESPN at 8 o'clock with the Broncos hosting the Chiefs. Game will be on your television on Fox and the NFL Network. We got game four of the ALCS. The Astros have a 2-1 series lead. The Yankees going to turn to Tanaka to start. And Zach Greinke gets the start for the Astros. And Woj bomb from about 12 hours ago. Bradley Beal, two-year extension, $72
million. Quick Skittle numbers tonight on the baseball.
Talk to me.
Yankees are 25-6 as a home favorite when it's -125 to -175. It's currently around between -128 and 135, depending on what line you get. Figure around -130. Game four tonight, say the Yankees are -130 as they look to tie the ALCS at 2. Greinke, by the way, pitching for the Astros, 4-5 all time when starting against the Yankees with an ERA of over 4.5.
So you're saying take the Yankees?
I like the Yankees. I think I like the chances tonight.
Okay.
Never know, but if I were putting Skittles on them, I would play the Yankees.
Is the rain gone and now it's just windy? Is that is that what we think? Not that that really affects too much.
Well, wind will, especially if you're freaking...
Is it blowing in or blowing out?
In that stadium with that right, 200-foot right field, whatever that is out there.
The porch.
It's not even a porch. It's a lanai.
A lanai? Come on,
pop fly over first base. It's a home run.
Come on, you've got Pesky's pole. I can wrap around that every time.
Oh no, I wish.
Single turned into a home run.
It's only 299 feet, but that's hard to hit. To hit that pole doesn't happen very often. Most people hit it down the right field line. Goes the angle. That's still way over 300 feet most of the time when you go in. But yeah,
it's still goofy.
It's goofy, but it's not. It's just. Right field of Yankee Stadium's a joke.
As opposed to my old Tiger Stadium, where the upper deck actually overhung the lower deck.
Obvious Cowboy fan. Pete, buy some Vicks Vapor Cough Drops. We'll open you up. Yeah, I know. When I leave the house, I'm fine. Now I got to start bringing some type of cough drop.
Yeah.
It's not even coughing all that much. It's just...
You have been this hour.
I've been sneezing more.
Rick Horro is
with us. You
have
the sniffles is what you have.
You've got everything.
I just out of one
Rick Horro, I'm sitting here in this cubicle. Now, I'm already sick, but Pete's like really sick, and I just...
I'm not really
disgusting.
Sick. I just have a little sinus thingy going on.
How are you, Rick?
Hi, Rick.
What did you just say? Did you say nipples or sniffles? What did you say?
Sniffles. I have a sinus thing going on.
Nipples.
Yeah. It's a bad connection.
My nipples are fine.
I landed in Indianapolis, and I saw the sign, Craig, congratulations. It says Indianapolis, Indiana, home of Craig Seaman.
Thank you.
I didn't realize you paid to get that put up here.
I've been asking the Chamber of Commerce to put that up for 30 years. Oh, that makes my heart warm. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you had to do it yourself, I guess. And it led me into, like, the worst section of Indianapolis. So that's okay. It's still all right. Hey, I need one quick answer from you before we start. I'm going to Illinois, Wisconsin for... because it's a bucket list thing on Saturday. And then I'm going to go to the LPGA senior event at French Lick and watch the Larry Bird statue. And then I'm going to give a speech at Eureka College, then watch the game at night. But trivia question. You know why? What's Eureka's claim to fame?
President Reagan.
What? No. Yes, of course.
Yeah, President Reagan went to Eureka College. How about that?
Right.
Wow. What else?
That's where he learned to broadcast. Very well done.
What about acting?
That was later.
Well, acting, it just came naturally for him, I think.
I know.
And then, here's my question for you, Sheeman.
I thought that was the question.
The next question. I'm supposed to go to cover or watch the best indie high school football tomorrow night and do something for one of the outlets. What should I heard there's a Ben Davis, mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. Fisher. What do you recommend? What's the best high school in Indy?
My high school has quite a few state championships at Carmel High School.
But I got to go north then. Yeah, I didn't know you were in that part of town. That's a nice part of town.
I keep telling these guys, that's the Golden Ghetto where the streets are paved in gold. It's a nice area. It's one of the nicest areas in America.
I was just there at the Keystone, kind of like the Meridian Plaza.
Yeah.
Up there in Zionsville. How did you end up doing what you're doing right now, given your amazing financial background to start? What happened to you?
My parents did quite well for themselves, and then I went out on my own.
With the help of men. Why not? Such a going to birds thing. Why don't you go to French Lick High School? Did it have?
No, that's too far away.
Well, he's going to head that way anyway.
Listen, Ben Davis is a good choice if you want to see some good football. Ben Davis. North Central or Carmel, those, I don't know who's playing who, but those are all good choices.
Hamilton South. I mean, I've done my indie homework.
Yeah, Fisher's High School's pretty good. So, yeah, those are all my stomping grounds, man.
All right, I got it next week. We'll spend 30 seconds. I'll dominate the agenda, and we'll give you perceptions of high school football in India, Indy versus, like, Dallas.
Okay.
The church's not as big, but it's there.
It sounds good. All right, I wanted to ask you, since LeBron James was made to look like a fool, in my opinion, criticizing Daryl Morey, and LeBron really was the uninformed one, in my opinion, and now makes him look like he's got a pro-Chinese stance, which could rub some people the wrong way around here. We all know this is about him having people pay to watch his movie Space Jam over there and buy Nikes over there. Is there any backlash, any Colin Kaepernick-type backlash that he will have here in the States as he goes from arena to arena this season?
Maybe. And I think probably so. And I don't know if you watched his full 6 minutes. As a student of kind of crisis management, I watched it like twice. It was, winding down from a workout, and they let all the reporters in, and typically all of the questions were just about this. And I there's a little sympathy, to put it in context. 5 minutes and like 58 seconds was brilliant, measured, the exact thing to say. But then as an afterthought, said, all right, guys, I'll see you later. Somebody said, what do you think of Daryl Sweet? Wow. And he said, well, it was misinformed. And I think he really meant to say he was misinformed by how much backlash there could be because nobody knew. And so maybe he let his hair down, but that's what happens at a press conference, right? You pick the weakest answer and you send it over the globe. So I don't feel sorry for LeBron James, but years from now we're going to study this incident because it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and you'll see crisis management people say, if you don't have anything productive to say, shut the hell up for a while.
Yeah.
Well, and then you saw the Chinese government, not totally unexpected, wanted Morey fired, and Adam Silver came out today and said, "Oh, there's no." No chance of that happening. What a trooper. Thank God he stood up for him there. But, it's tough. I think we talked about this last week. But, I don't know. If you were the commissioner, how would you have handled it?
Well, first of all, you take a day. Unfortunately, you take 2 days or 3 days in the old Pete Rozelle era because carrier pigeons carried messages. Now, if you take a minute, you're being viewed as unresponsive. So, if you don't get a comment out like that in it, everybody's saying you're stonewalling. But you try to figure out how best to walk a neutral line. First Amendment, you've got to respect the business issues that we all have in China. And when you're in another country doing business, you got to be a little sensitive to what they expect. It's a consumer business based on the fan, and the fan in China, you got to be really careful. First Amendment is great, but you got to put that in context. That's kind of the core message, right? And then you figure out how to get out ahead of it, and you say to Daryl Morey, it's kind of unfortunate, and you overstepped your
coverage. You have a right to tweet, but you know, to look at the business consequences. But you know, the NBA was on its back foot on this one from minute one, because nobody expected the Chinese reaction, and nobody understood how powerful the Chinese state could be. We all understand that communist government, but you snap your fingers, and all of a sudden, all the endorsement deals and all of the games are blacked out, and all of the events are canceled. And, you know, it's a lesson to realizing how fragile that money could be based on one statement.
Yeah. Rick Horro, our sports business insider, with us on Sheeman to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. I keep reading things. We all know that the Rams and the Chargers are going to share SoFi Stadium. I'm hearing that the Chargers are having trouble selling their PSLs, unlike the Rams. We see what's going on in that bandbox soccer stadium they're in now, where it's a road game for them because the other teams are always buying up the tickets. Is there a viable market for the Chargers in Los Angeles?
Probably so, but we don't know that until we give them a fair test, which is play your games at this $5 billion palace and let people understand conducting business, and hopefully they can figure out how to salvage some credibility and history. So we got a lot of people coming from the South and not saying, I'm not ever going to a game because they screwed San Diego. And if you accept that, look, they got an interesting team, and after Philip Rivers, who knows what's going on. But they're a good team. They're not a great team this year because of some of the breaks. But you're absolutely right as far as how they've marketed themselves so far. And it's supposed to be an equal tendency, even though Kroenke and Kevin Demoff and the guys at the Rams have done most of the development work. But all you need to do is to look at Meadowlands and see how the Giants and Jets historically have gotten there through different routes. But, you know, it's not really the Giants stadium or the Jets stadium. You can say it's a little more Giants, but there's history attached to it. But yet, it's not something that time couldn't cure. So the bottom line is, ask me that same question in 2 years.
All right, I'll mark it down.
My gut feeling is that the Oakland A's are done. They are done in Oakland. They are going to be going to Vegas. I'm absolutely convinced of it now, Rick. We've been talking to you about this for a couple of years, but Rob Manfred basically, when the commissioner comes out and says, if you don't settle this ongoing lawsuit, we're done. Sorry, City of Alameda. We're going to Vegas. And what's the background details for this for our listeners who may not know?
Well, the irony is that as Rob Manfred says that as a legitimate threat, not a fake threat, there is a better chance of getting this deal done than ever before, because the economics of building the stadium in a small footprint at Howard Terminal and then having the same real estate folks take a huge risk in turning the existing stadium site, because nobody's going to be playing on it, into a major real estate development right next to the expressway in Oakland is a real deal. It can work. It's not going to happen overnight. But that may be the only way the thing could work. And it can't work if the city is suing the county over the land, and they got to settle that one before they do anything else, which is why Rob Manfred is saying, look, if you just settle this, it's public land against public land, and, you know, tender it back so we can have business discussions. I really think they're just trying to get this done as a development package. But if the city says we're not going to do it, or the county says we're not going to do it, and they say build a stadium first and forget that other land, you need that development opportunity to get the finances done, even if the development is not part of the stadium.
So you think John Fisher will conform? I mean, he's eventually going to go along with all of this, the owner of the A's, and I don't know. If you had a percentage, you know, 50-50, 60-40 that they stay, what would be the Rick Horror percentage of the A's staying in Oakland?
52.8% staying. 47.2% now.
Sounds good.
Nice. My dream is to see the A's follow the Raiders to Las Vegas, have to borrow their stadium, and then cut out a baseball diamond into their football field again, and then the Raiders can play on a baseball field as well. That'd be awesome.
That's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
All right, Rick. Enjoy your stay in one of my former hometowns. Have some St. Elmo's Steakhouse and watch some high school football, man. Have a good time.
To the extent I find it, I'll bring you back in Indy Welcome's Craig Sheeman sign.
Thank you.
Right, say hi to Larry Joe for me.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Yep. That is Rick Horro, our sports business guru. Always out and about, man. And sorry, though, I know his phone was kind of wobbling in and out there a little bit, but that was good enough to keep going with the conversation there. Yeah, lots of interesting things about LeBron there and the Rams and the Chargers. And then, of course, the A's maybe going to Vegas. Pete Shepard is literally...
No,
I mean,
it's just a pain in the butt. I feel fine. I'm just sneezing my head off.
I think you are literally fading, crashing, and burning before the ears of our listeners.
I feel fine. I can't, you know. Southern Comfort. Hey, Shep, Yankee Stadium, Right Field, Dimensions 314. Yes, I know, not 200. I was making a joke.
He's ripping the Yankees.
No, I picked them to win.
I know, but you were ripping their stadium.
I rip Right Field. Fenway's 315 in left field, too, but the wall's 30 feet high.
Pesky's pole. Just an amusement park of a baseball field.
Yeah. Toughest right field in baseball. Toughest outfield in baseball.
Easiest. I'd be laying balls over the wall all left and right, wrapping it around Pesky's pole.
What does that even mean? You'd be laying balls. I don't know if you could throw a ball over the wall.
Oh, please. From where?
Warning track.
From the warning
track. I know. You know what? I can see
going
that.
Going straight up?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can do that. You know what? Let's get in touch with the people over at JetBlue, and let's see if we can do this.
Next year.
I love the
February.
Idea. I absolutely love
Save
the
dimensions.
Idea. Let's do it. Go warm up.
We should
alarm.
Do a batting practice thing, all of us there.
First of all,
prefer not to embarrass myself.
You would be injured. Okay?
I would not be injured. I would not be injured.
Oh, yes, you would.
Pete Shepard.
I would not
You
be
would miss
injured.
A week's
would,
worth of show. No, you would pull your back muscles, swing at a bat.
I was a ball player back in my day.
Back in your day.
I haven't swung a bat in 20 years, but
okay,
that doesn't mean anything.
That's a recipe for disaster.
If I knew we were doing I would stretch. I would train properly for at least a day.
Proper calisthenics.
You know what I want to do now? Pete and I had the pleasure probably 2 years ago of throwing out a first pitch out at Hammond. And I want to do that again, by the way, next season. But I want to get us out on the ice for at Everblades.
Oh, Blades game?
For a puck drop. Pete will probably fall, just like he did when he was a curling expert back in Boston by the Harbor.
It wasn't in Boston, but yeah. Yeah, well,
you're still injured to this day because of that incident.
My left shoulder still.
That's a lifelong injury.
Hurts.
Yeah. Gamer.
Yes.
Curling.
Tough. Bad.
I'm mad at curling.
Why?
Because it just showed up out of nowhere 1 year and it looks like the stupidest sport I've ever seen.
Why does it look
why does
Never
it look
mind. Never
no,
mind.
No. This is not 5 o'clock hot take, Craig.
No more stupid.
And think
than
about
skiing
it. It's
and
a
skeet
stone
shooting
and a broom and people brushing and trying to.
Well, don't
dumb.
Knock it. Don't knock it till you try it. I told you. That was my mistake. I'm telling you, it's a lot harder than you think.
I didn't say it was easy. It just looks stupid.
When you position it like that, I mean, to the untrained eye, I'm sure a lot of people say, well, what's so hard about basketball? You're just running around in a bunch of circles and you're just throwing a ball in a ring.
Okay, first of all, if you're running around in circles, you're not playing the game right.
It's called a motion offense, Craig.
You don't go in circles. Maybe you arc. Maybe you screen. Maybe you pick and roll.
You would just be, you would
circles.
Be like Harden, except
it's not like
would,
a clown
you
show.
You would dribble the ball off your foot every time. You'd be like Harden out there. You wouldn't pass. You'd do your
yeah. A lot of people asking if I ever kicked a field goal. I haven't yet.
Yeah, we still got to kick a field goal.
I know we got to kick a field goal.
What the
Maybe
heck?
If there's any high school ADs out there.
Can we just roll on a field one day?
And you want to text us and we can set up a time to go out there?
We'll videotape it on our phones and we'll put it on our social media and make your school famous.
Yeah.
OCD, Pete, fresh lemon, local honey, hot water. Yeah, I had tea with a drop of honey. That's fine. It's not. I'm fine once I'm up.
Yeah, what are your feelings on bocce ball?
I say bocce, shuffleboard.
Ridiculous.
Darts.
Darts are cool. I mean, I could put it in the middle every time.
Oh,
no,
please.
You can't. You're so full of it.
I'm automatic.
My God.
I'm automatic.
You don't even know it's called a bullseye. You say you put it in the middle.
Now he's Hawkeye from the Avengers.
They don't call me the brown rifle, brown
she's
hair
three
rifle
hours
for
at,
nothing.
Oh, gosh.
She's 3 hours at once. I'll go in the middle.
Brown rifle.
Brown haired rifle. I'm not brown.
Your hair's not brown.
What are you talking about?
It's seasoned gray.
I hate to break it to you, pal.
My hair's brown, with a touch of gray.
You're one of those lucky cats with just the right amount of gray.
Really?
Seasoned.
See, my kids swear that I had black hair back in the day. I said, I don't have black hair. I had brown hair. With a touch of gray. Maybe I should go Grecian formula.
Oh, Thirsty Nick.
What?
Said he's a high school head coach. He could help us out.
Sounds solid.
All right, text in where your high school is, and we'll get something
going.
Yeah,
but if it's in, like, North Cape or Charlotte County, we can't drive that far away.
I can.
I'm not even going to attempt to say I would do it.
Pete, you're not. I'm not going to let you do it. The, you know, player safety is such a big thing these days.
I could punt. I could see myself dislocating
all
my knee.
All blazed and glazed is working it. Great idea. We need to have a Sheeman and Shepherd decathlon, like 10 different events for us.
Oh,
guys,
God.
It's such a disadvantage.
Kicking a field goal, throwing a ball, whatever, distance.
You do realize I'm in my physical prime right now.
You are not in your physical prime. You're about 10 years past
you should
your
be in your
prime.
Physical prime.
I should be in my physical prime right
not,
now, though.
You're not. Okay, then you have to handicap us.
I mean, ping pong? Do ping pong? We're talking about running or any of that nonsense.
Oh, we're not doing that. Are you kidding me?
No cardio.
Kicking a field goal?
There's going to be no cardio in this event.
No, it have to be like free throw shooting contests.
Yeah, oh, I'd smoke you on
that.
Oh,
no, I would work you guys.
You
I'm from Indiana. You
would
can't
not.
Shoot free throws
Let
better
shoot
than me.
Threes. I'll hold my own shooting
Look,
threes.
Look, if it's any a cornhole competition, I'm
that
winning
too.
That
no,
thing.
You're not winning that either. I would give you a run for your money.
That sounds fun.
I'll give you a run for your money.
We'll put golf in this little thing.
Oh, well, that's not fair. You'd win that.
But well,
no, he'd win.
Depends what we're doing. We're just chipping closest to
the pin. If it's Pete Shepherd putting from 100 yards out,
I got it.
He's got you beat. No doubt about it.
Becoming a legend.
Yeah.
All right, don't read Thirsty Nick's text on air.
Okay. Ah, gotcha. All right. All right. A beer mile. How about that?
Snooty Pooch said, play the tape back. Pete swore he'd make
Are
a
you
field
all right?
Goal.
You just belched on the air.
If I make a field goal, it would have to be like from the 4-yard line. I wouldn't even attempt it.
So you go back seven. So it's a 21-yard field goal.
I don't think I could make it.
I absolutely can make a 21-yard field goal.
I might.
Absolutely.
I might. I don't know. It depends on the hold. I feel like you guys would pull the ball away from me like Lucy and Charlie Brown.
Not only should we do this, we should do this annually, like each year.
Oh, yeah.
Cornhole is a sport, Blaze and Glaze. They have it on ESPN. They have a championship.
It's sponsored by Johnsonville Sausages.
In fact, it's a great sport for Blaze and Glaze. I mean, you should be all over this, dude.
Yeah.
It's kind of your thing.
You can smoke the doobie and keep throwing the beanbag at the same time.
Oh, man, it's great.
The Sheeman and Shepherd Challenge.
Yeah. A little decathlon? I don't know if we can attend. It have to be like ping pong. It have to be
can we get listeners involved and have a
sponsor? I got to bring my own bags.
Bring your own sacks?
Yeah.
No, they're not regulation.
Yes, they are.
How do you know? What's
low stick, high slide.
You got enough corn in there?
There's not actual corn in there, Craig.
Why do you think it's called cornholio?
Cornhole, not Beavis and Butthead cornholio.
Horseshoes? It's a fun one.
Yeah, that's
a fun game.
Either.
I don't know how it'd be. How about darts? And I mean from the 60s with the real arrow darts, or the yard darts. The yard darts that people got killed and lost eyes with.
Oh, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, throw it up in the air and land in a circle.
The little styrofoam, the ones, the spongy with the little magnets on the end. Throw it at the refrigerator.
No, I want the real deal, the steel ones that took people's eye out.
How about a real dartboard at a real place?
I'm pretty confident they don't sell those anymore. That seems like a liability. You're basically selling a sword.
We all had them. It was,
and the point of the game is to throw the sword in the air. It's like the javelin catch.
It's almost like the javelin. It's the miniature javelin catch.
And you would do it. You'd have two people lined up on one side of the yard and two on the other. You know.
Oh, I can't read any of these texts.
No, none of them.
All right, when we come back.
Oh, I like Snooty Pooch's idea. Do a draft with the guys as head coach, and all the texters get drafted and have a series of games.
No, because the point of this is for me to be able to hold over these guys for the entire year, how much better I am and more athletic I am in basically anything.
And have Pete get injured.
It depends. You'll get injured before me.
Please.
Depends what it is.
Oh, beer pong?
Beer pong, ping
Come at
pong.
Me. Come at me.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
Ping pong.
I'll wreck you.
All right.
You're like Forrest Gump and ping pong.
Yeah. Some actual sports going to take place here in a moment. We'll break down tonight's Thursday night football game. We'll get some reaction to that. Our phone number, 239-337-ESPN, if you want to jump in as well. Don't forget fantasy football. Chris's fantasies, or you could play Sheeman and Shepherd's fantasy football game. I already lined up my team. I'm winning this week, by the way. Just gonna tell you right now.
Just try to finish in the top 50.
I'll try. Go to 993ESPN.com. There is there's $50 on the line for it from David Busters, brought to you by BMW of Fort Myers. Sheeman and Shepard, 993 ESPN and the 993 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard on 993 ESPN and the 993 ESPN app.
Was I right or was it right?
Okay, right before we went on the air, Chris said in my ear, he says, I got a great rejoinder song.
Ziggy started? Come on!
Ziggy Stardust?
Great song!
I know. I'm not a big Ziggy Stardust fan. That's all.
Craig?
I'm not criticizing.
I'll add it to the list of things you're not a fan of in the music world.
No, just life.
Yeah, right.
Curling.
Puppies.
Puppies.
Now, I like David Bowie, but I don't like Ziggy Stardust. I love puppies. That's a ridiculous. That's a ridiculous statement by you.
I try to impress you with the rejoin music and nothing. Like from your era.
I'm impressed that it was from well before you were born. I get that.
Mm. It was in the game Rock Band, I believe.
Really?
Or maybe it was Guitar Hero. It was one of the
Guitar
two.
Hero.
Yeah. Okay. Then it was Guitar Hero.
Mm. All right. Good times.
Really?
Tonight we got. No, I don't know. I mean, Glazed and Blaze listens to Ziggy Stardust, I'm sure.
Is that a stoner song?
Oh, that's a whole... Ziggy Stardust doesn't even remember his time as Ziggy Stardust. He was stoned beyond belief.
I always thought the Stardust was cocaine.
Could have been.
I don't think it was cocaine.
It was something.
It was
high-end.
Angel Dust. PCP.
Airplane Seat Guy says the list of things Chris doesn't like is huge. Life goals. Thank you for saying that, Chris. Craig hates
the man hates
everything.
Bologna. That's right. You hate bologna.
I've never heard of anyone hating as many things as Craig hates.
Well, listen, I'm just I have peculiar tastes. And I think I'm normal.
And, you can think it all you want.
And if the things I don't like, I mean, then they're stupid.
It's a reason behind it. And you're stupid if you don't
I can't believe
dislike the things that
he likes.
If
somebody likes something that I don't like that I think is horrible, I think you have poor taste. I think I'm spot on. All right.
I just think you're wrong.
All right, I'm going to attempt to do this. We got some Thursday night football tonight. The Chiefs taking on the Broncos. It's at Mile High, right? Or whatever they call it today. Here's Patrick Mahomes. He says, you know what?
Yeah, he hates it.
Well, hates Denver.
I do like oxygen, and the air is rare up there. Patrick Mahomes, a horrible airport, by the way. What a pain in the ass. Have you ever tried to rent a car after flying into the Denver airport? You got to drive 8 hours just to get to a car rental place. Hate it. Worst designed airport in America.
Good grief.
It's a good thing you never worked at the Overlook Hotel. You know what the Overlook Hotel is?
No.
The hotel in The Shining where Jack Nicholson went nuts. I could see him, see Craig throwing the tennis ball up against the wall in the corridor. He was ticked off because he had to take one of those big, oversized snowmobiles from the airport up to where the Overlook Hotel was.
Mm-hmm. Craig hates
killed everybody.
Craig.
Here's Patrick Mahomes and the Denver defense. Still very good. Fun fact.
First of all, they have great personnel with the defensive players that they have that have came back and that have been there for a long time. And then with Coach Fangio, I mean, he's such a really good defensive coordinator, and then now a head coach. And so for them to have that combination, you know they're going to have a good defense. And so for as an offense, we're going to make sure that we understand what they're trying to do and how they're trying to do it and then find ways to have success whenever we get our opportunities.
I like Patrick Mahomes, but I do hate his voice. Fair?
Of course
it's getting
do.
Better.
Well, I don't know.
Another thing you hate.
Yeah, that's what I'm pointing out. All right, here's Andy Reid on their struggling rush defense.
Well, we have to fix it. I mean, that's what has to take place. And I think, again, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, at times you can sit here and you can try at times too hard. It's not an effort thing right now. It's maintaining your position thing. And we got to do a better job at that. So, getting ourselves working together, not overcompensating, and giving up lanes, and then communicating better.
Airplane seat guy says, new bit for the show. Hate it or like it?
I love the idea. I do not hate that idea.
Let's start that.
That's a great idea.
That's a good Monday segment.
Oh, 239 says Craig is, who plays George Costanza? The actor.
Oh,
Jason Alexander.
He's Jason Alexander from Shallow Hal. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Parts of it.
Yes.
I haven't seen
you hate
thing.
That too.
I didn't care for it. On the Denver side, equal time, Vic Fangio says the offense will have to play well in order for them to win.
Well, we're going to have to be able to move the ball, score points. It's going to be hard to really, really slow their offense down a lot. But, our offense is going to have a good game, no two ways about it.
You know what, Snooty Pooch, you're right. Craig hates Jeff Rice. Thanks for pulling my string on that one.
I like love it, hate it.
Hate is a strong word.
Love it or hate it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we should start that Monday.
Wasn't there a talk show once upon a time named that we could steal some music drops from the 70s?
I know that.
I think ESPN does some sort of feature like that.
I think Matthew Berry does it for fantasy football.
Oh, is that what it is?
Love it, hate it, yeah. Or love him, hate
screw
him,
that.
Something
this
like
be
that.
Way better because we can apply this to all aspects of life. It doesn't have to be just sports or
absolutely.
Fantasy.
Yeah. Book it. Here's Von Miller. Haven't heard from him all year. How many sacks does he have? One? None? He stinks. He likes their chances against Kansas City.
You know, just line up again and just keep chipping away at it. You know, we haven't beat them. I don't think we beat them since, it was 2015?
Yep.
Yeah, so we just got to keep chipping away at it. We got a great team. I feel like this is the best team that we're able to field, you know, in that time span. So I'm excited to play these guys.
They'll put up a fight tonight. That's
Von Miller has 2.5 sacks.
Be a good game. Yeah, but he's double teamed a lot too.
Second on the team, DeMarcus Walker with 3.
Getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
I say they each have at least one tonight. How about that?
But he's also got 2.5 tackles for loss. Von Miller, that is.
Yeah.
Should have more. Really not giving much of an effort. I mean, God, they pay him $18 million. I need more than 2.5 sacks.
He's arguably the best pass rusher in the league.
3 years ago.
Khalil Mack.
Yeah, fact.
Okay. Oh, great. I mean, I'm not
going to. Who would you rather right now? Who would you rather have on your team?
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack. Okay, that's my point.
Von Miller is one of four names.
He's a has-been.
He's not a has-been.
He's overrated.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he's not.
In fact, I'm calling it right now. No sacks tonight for Von Miller. None.
Sandwich bet?
He's 30 years old and he's a has-been.
He hadn't produced in 2 years. We used to talk about
him. Aaron Donald hasn't produced this year either.
Is Khalil Mack double-teamed? He's still getting it done.
Not as much as last year.
He plays on an excellent defensive line.
It's not my fault. It's not my problem.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Craig.
I'm sorry. It's 5 o'clock hot take, Craig. That's what you're going to get.
It's unbelievable.
It's not your fault.
He had 14.5 sacks last year.
No, son.
That's okay.
It's not your fault.
It was his second best season ever.
It's not your fault.
Ever. He had 18.5 his second year.
How many games did they win,
your fault,
Chris?
Last year?
How many games did those 14.5 sacks get him?
I don't know how many games the Broncos saw off the top of my head.
They won a lot. He's a compiler. There's nothing going on.
He won a lot, so you mean he didn't win a lot?
It's just not your fault. It's not.
I'm calling it right now.
Your fault.
0 sacks tonight.
They were 6-10 last year.
That's not good enough.
No, I'm aware that's not good enough.
Are you? Because I'm not sure you understand the concept.
Yes, I get it.
It's not your fault. Just not.
I did that. A lot of activity on the text line. All right.
No, Craig hates Von Miller.
Yeah. I really don't hate Von Miller. But he's really not getting it done.
They shut out Tennessee Sunday.
Tennessee. Listen to what you just said.
I don't care. The shutout's
they
a shutout.
They shut out Tennessee, who doesn't have a quarterback.
They have two quarterbacks.
They blew out Cleveland in Cleveland.
They're not worth anything.
Those two Broncos have 2 more sacks than the Dolphins have.
You know what really frustrates me? It's when I take a very commonly thought of approach, common sense, Come on. And then the two of you rail on me. It's like, forget about Von Miller getting double teamed. I get double teamed by you two every day. I spew out common sense.
No, you,
you
don't.
Two fight me with nonsense all day. And after 4 hours, it's a little tiring.
What you think is common sense? Sometimes it's common sense. I quite often agree with what you have to say. And now I have a deep appreciation of what you say. You know why?
Why?
Because it's not your fault.
Mm. All right. What you got is coming up next.
It isn't.
It isn't?
Your fault.
Oh. Don't forget.
Von Miller's overrated. I did.
No. Those words did not come out of my mouth.
Yes, it did.
No,
you said he's not overrated.
You no. Oh, you said he was not good. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, get my words right. Quote me correctly. Let's not do fake news here.
So was it the... Gosh! So infuriating. I was about to say, was it the defensive line's fault that the Lions lost on Monday Night Football? But you know what?
Jeff Rice!
It was!
No, it was Jeff Rice's fault!
Would you take Von Miller on the Lions right now? In a heartbeat.
He's no Trey Flowers.
I suppose.
I suppose we could find a room for him. Don't forget to go to our website, 993ESPN.com, and get your NFL, Sheeman & Shepherd NFL Pick'em game in there. Week 7 starts tonight. Don't be late. A couple of Buccaneers tickets on the line, brought to you by Pelican Larry's. What you got is next. I need a break. Sheeman & Shepherd, 993 ESPN and the 993 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman & Shepherd on 993 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman & Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. You can go there tonight, get something to drink, something to eat, scenic views, watch some baseball, game 4 of the ALCS, or you can watch Thursday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes versus Von Miller, Chiefs, Broncos, all that at Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views.
Yeah, baby.
All right, let's see here. What I got?
Hate in your heart.
Yeah, you're on the dark side.
Lost my page. Hold on. Here we go.
Hate when that happens.
Chris will like this. In 1814.
I'll be the judge of that.
It was the London beer flood.
Oh, yeah. Fan of that.
Vats of beer at the Mo and Company Brewery.
M-O or M-O-E?
M-E-U-X. Is that now Mo?
I would say Mew.
Mew?
Mew.
In London?
Yes. That's French.
Meux.
The Mew and Company Brewery, the vats burst, flooding the seats with 610,000 liters of beer.
Beer.
We're talking about a 15-foot wave. 15-foot. You talk about tidal surge on a hurricane. Think about 15 feet of beer coming down the street. Killed 8 people. Many, ironically, were gathered for a funeral. That's another story.
Mew, by the way, is a commune in France.
Commune?
Yes.
Here's somebody I got something in common with. Happy birthday, Eminem, 1972.
Peanut?
No.
Oh, that Eminem.
I don't know what line was worse right there.
He's a white dude from Detroit, and we both rap good.
Rap well.
Well, we rappers say things differently.
Yeah,
that's what makes us cool.
You don't speak proper English. I get it.
In 1885, baseball sets all player salaries between $1 and $2,000 for the 1885 season. 1920, the Chicago Bears, who were really the Decatur Staleys at the time, played their first NFL game. They won 7-0. Happy birthday, Ernie Els. And happy birthday, John Rocker. I'm going to say there's not going to be a lot of African-American people at that party tonight.
I wouldn't say there's going to be a lot of people of any ethnicity at that party tonight. He's a dirtbag.
There you go. That's all I got, Pete Shepard.
Joel Sherman, covers the Yankees for the Post, says right now at Yankee Stadium, the flags are flapping so hard it sounds like a bat repeatedly hitting leather. That's number one.
Mm.
Number one. Number two, that I just...
lost.
Hang on. Great stat right here for the game tonight, for the football game. In 16 career daytime games, Patrick Mahomes is 15-1 with 8 interceptions and 15-1 with 8 interceptions. In 7 primetime games, he's 2-5 with 6 picks.
Chokes. Are you all right over there? Okay, that's all you got. No? Yes?
No, I'm all right.
One more minute, guys.
Go ahead, Chris.
What do you got?
All right. D'Angelo Russell, interviewing with Slam Magazine, says that the next super team has already begun to form.
And they are?
Devin Booker, D'Angelo Russell, obviously, and Carl Anthony Towns says that they will all play on the same team at one point in their career.
But they don't now.
No, they don't. Russell's a
That's tampering.
Warrior.
That's tampering.
Cat is a Timberwolf, and Booker's a Sun. Or Suns. No, Sun.
And Jaylen Brown turned down $80 million from the Celtics, which he's smart to do.
I think. 90.
Well, we thought it was 80. Ainge said it was 90, I think, today. But
oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Buddy Hield.
No, no.
Buddy Hield turned down $90 million from the Kings.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown turned down
Sacramento
80.
Queens.
Oh. All right, Pete, go take some NyQuil or something. Your microphone is soaking wet. You've been dripping snot like a faucet.
Oh, no, I did not get any on the microphone.
Bring that thing out before you leave.
Disgusting. So that'll do it. We've got football on tonight.
Now you hate my microphone. Now you hate my...
I don't hate that. For Chris.
Hold on.
Premature. For Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman, and according to medical science, I do not hate myself. God bless America, everybody.